Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg peaking at 20 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 21 and Emalahleni 18. Parliament's Appropriations Chair Musi Maimane has written to National Treasury demanding clarity on how the National Dialogue will be funded. He warns that there's no dedicated budget and fears that money could be diverted from critical services in a strained fiscal climate. Maimane says without transparency and accountability, the initiative risks becoming another costly missed opportunity for South Africa. Meanwhile, the leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen, listed the party's roadblocks to economic growth and job creation today. He says the party plans to remove them. It includes BBBEE, the Employment Equity Act, and the Expropriations Act. So, briefing the media in Johannesburg, he added that these laws are counterproductive when it comes to transformation and redress.
The only empowerment South Africa genuinely needs is more jobs, because nothing brings dignity like a job. Nothing stops violence like a job. Nothing destroys social ills more than a job.
In other news, the National Department of Health says it agreed to meet with the leaders of Operation Dudula about its ongoing operations against foreign nationals at health facilities.
In order to find long-lasting solution to these challenges, of course, this is a societal issue. It's not mainly about health.
That was health spokesperson Foster Muhale. Operation Dudula is among those barring foreign nationals from accessing healthcare facilities, claiming they're behind the overburdening of health facilities across the country. Looking at news on our diary tomorrow, the Portfolio Committee on Community Safety calls on the state to oppose bail in the murder case against an Eldorado Park man. He's being accused of assaulting and killing his four-year-old daughter. Selaki Ledwaba has more.
Both the mother and father of the child were arrested on Friday after the Eldorado Park community members alerted the police of possible child abuse. The police discovered the four-year-old child with visible head injuries, as well as a boy who has since been placed in a place of safety. The father is facing charges of murder after the child died of her injuries in hospital. Sila Giladaba, Jacaranda FM News.
And the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Safety in Gauteng urged the public to assist law enforcement to apprehend a trial-awaiting prisoner who shot and killed two officers last week. So they were killed while transporting Moyo from the court to Boksburg Correctional Facility last week. A reward of 150,000 rand has been made available for information that will lead to his re-arrest. Here's Bandile Masuku.
No one should be allowed to evade justice after committing such a despicable crime.
And finally, something completely different. In France, a nuclear plant was temporarily shut down, and you won't believe the reason for it. A swarm of jellyfish clogged the pumps that is used to cool the reactors, but the relevant supplier says the events had no impact on the safety of the facility, the safety of the personnel, or of the environment. I'm Marlene Fischer. The next bulletin on Jacaranda FM is tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with Gerda de Souza.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
She said you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke. Only stay a couple nights, then she gonna be gone. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. 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 What I want. And you ain't gotta worry about no trust issues with me. I got them too. I got them too. And you ain't gotta worry about no exes. That's crazy.